Today on Moments of Grace podcast, Dr. Butler speaks with Vicky Mizell, who teaches people how to increase memory, comprehension, and retention. She has been teaching innovative memory techniques and how to ward off the aging brain syndromes. Stay tuned for a great discussion. Next.
This is your host, Dr. Ray Jerome Butler, and welcome to A Moment of Grace. I'm happy that you're here with us once again on Moments of Grace. You know, this is a passion for me, this podcast, this opportunity to communicate with wonderful, beautiful people, to share with you the eclectic array of life and people that we bring in to talk to you about their books, talk to you about their systems, their businesses, or whatever the case might be. At the same time, I'm kind of cheating because I bring people in to talk to you, but really the conversations that I have also bless me. And so that's my little selfish piece right there, is that I'm a voyeur of people's stories and love to learn, still love to learn. I miss my time in the library, where they would tell you to be quiet. So on the podcast, people can actually think out loud and talk out loud and share their ideas and feelings. And on today, we have a young lady with us, Vicky Mizell, who's going to share with us about memory, how to continue to tap into the power of your memory, how to maintain your memory, hold on to it, and how to stave off some of these aging memory losses like Alzheimer's and things of that nature. So welcome, Vicky, to Moments of Grace podcast.
Thank you. It's an honor and pleasure to be here with you. Thank you.
So beautiful to have you here with us, our dear friend. You and I have talked and we've conversated, you know, shortly. We're conversating very small bites, but share with the audience who you are, Vicky.
Just a woman with heart and passion. I witnessed my Uncle Bob on my mom's side of the family go from being a scholar and a writer and a teacher into being put in a nursing home, kind of against his wishes and against the agreement he and his wife had with each other. And he was calling me to help him. And, on my mom's side, also my grandmother ended up with a form of dementia when she was around 73 and was putting candles in the freezer and pulling out the refrigerator, and hence food was rotting. And then on my dad's side, both his mother had a form of senility, his dad, and then my uncle, who did live to be 94, was in pretty good shape up until maybe the last year where he started declining. And my dad was okay, I think, most of his life. So I'm just a woman who's witnessed the suffering, had my own fears of God forbid this would happen to me. And I had a moment of grace where I met a memory expert when I was in my about 26 years old. I was in grad school. I was not doing well in statistics. I was having a lot of anxiety. I was a teacher already, an educator, and kind of a natural teacher. And he taught me the memory system. It helped me pass statistics. And instead of staying in grad school, I ended up becoming a consultant for San Diego City Schools, teaching the memory program to kids. And then when I found my uncle, Bob was put in the nursing home and calling me every day saying, get me out of here. I was in San Diego at the time, and I drove to Los Angeles to see an attorney. He said, the only way you can help your uncle, being a niece and not a daughter, is to prove your memory system can help with older adults and Alzheimer's. So the dean of the community college in San Diego, Dean Ortega St. John, met with me He was so sweet. After 2 hours of us both talking and sharing, he said, "Go heal my people." And he made me a communication specialist. And that's how I got my start. And that literally was 40 years ago.
And so you've primarily been working on this ever since.
I was a regular teacher in the classroom for about a good 20 years, but I was always teaching the memory, teaching the memory system, consulting with the memory system, doing business with the memory system. But I'm not a big, strong marketer and salesperson. So I was, as an educator, I just kind of would do it in companies. The Learning Annex hosted a lot of my seminars and workshops, theaters where I would teach actors how to memorize lines would offer courses. So if somebody wanted to set up the course, then I usually just split it with them.
Gotcha.
And then
definitely wasn't you going out and marketing it yourself.
I was trying, and then clinician. I ended up, I overworked, and then I got the Epstein-Barr virus, and then I ended up losing my home because I was paying medical bills. So I shied away from that. Every time I end up in a situation where I have to market myself, it's just not a good thing. So all those great sales marketing people who like to set up workshops, get in touch with me.
There you go. Well, you know, some people are salespeople, and then some people are clinicians. You seem to be more of a clinician than networking and all of that. So
yeah, I'm more of a clinician. I did go back to graduate school 20 years later and got my master's in psychology and trained as a counselor as well.
Okay.
And so I'm very happy speaking, you know, doing keynotes, being in front of a group, doing workshops, seminars, and one-to-one. Those are my comfort areas. Yeah.
Got you. But making that initial pitch to a company, we'll say as a pitch man,
I get like this. I get very nervous and say, somebody hold my hand, there come with me. You set it up, and then I'll listen to what they need. I'll design a program for them. I'll deliver the program. Just come with me and hold my hand.
Hold your hand. I got you. So if I'm understanding you right, Vicky, the fear of the future may have been one of the driving factors for this program, who you learned from your professor over 40 years ago. The fear factor kicked in, biological fear, because of the generational memory loss of family members, if I'm hearing you correctly.
Well, you know, I don't think it was conscious. I don't think I had a conscious fear, but I think it was subconscious of like, gee, I really hope I don't end up like Grandma Meisel or you know, Aunt Grandma Ida. As I practiced the memory system, as I taught the memory system, as I started having increased abilities, like watching students improve their grades, their spelling, their vocabulary, my own learning, my speed of reading, my reading comprehension, my ability to remember people's names, speeches, scripts, I started to flourish. I had a good brain, but I really, really started to flourish. And then in 99, when I got hit by a big rig truck and lost my memory, that's when I was really frightened, really, really frightened. I was in grad school. I couldn't remember who were my clients, what was going on. I had to record everything, ask my clients if I could record for them and then get the recordings transcribed. It took me a good 6 to 8 years to recover using the memory system, but I did.
Right.
And then I went back to teach full time.
Okay.
And then 20 years later, I got hit by a car, a big Buick, four-door Buick, as a pedestrian. Mm. And that time, that's when I learned about all the brain nutrition, hyperbaric oxygen, as well as the memory system. But I realized the memory system was the key.
Right.
It's really, really the key. It regenerates the brain. It's not just memory. It's really regenerating the brain and then taking all the information you've ever learned and making it available to you easily.
Well, as you work through some of these cognitive as you work through some of the cognitive, I won't want to say gymnastics, but techniques that you do,
Right. Yeah, it
how
is like mental gymnastics, I
got
would
you
say.
got you how soon do you see some how soon do you see results with your program? Thank you.
Well, after the first hour of the first lesson, you can literally see yourself memorize a list of 8 to 10 items that you couldn't memorize before the method. I do a pre-list and then a post-list, after the method. But I would say I have audio MP3s on the program that's about 12 lessons. So I would say a good 10, probably a good 10 lessons, an hour each, or a little more than an hour each, to develop and really into practice every day and integrate it over the period of a month to 2 months. Then I feel confident that people can go off on their own and have a happy life forever.
Got you. Well, let me ask you another question. Does regular intelligence matter? Would your program work for someone that's low functioning or mid-level functioning, but or they need to be at a certain level, a certain spectrum?
No, I mean, I've taught as young as 3 years old. Yeah, and I've taught as old as 95. I was also, when I was teaching English, drama, speech, I also taught special ed. So the special ed kids did very, very well using this method. Oh yeah, tremendously so.
Did you see was there a certain numeric number or grade that came up from when you started with them? What was the measuring stick, for a better word, that you use for, again, those that may have been in special ed to after they got through working your system?
Well, I would say I didn't do a pre and post test per se, but what I can say, there was less frustration, there was more ability to focus, there was more joy.
That's the
There was
biggie.
a tremendous improvement in vocabulary and spelling and the recall, the excitement of being able to remember something because it was a picture rather than just the written word, and be able to imagine like a cookie, eating a cookie, kind of some of the theatrical things when you use things with imagery, and then you can imagine seeing, tasting, touching, hearing, smelling. So no matter what a student's level of learning is or their way of learning, you can access it through using this memory system.
Got you. And so I also, if I'm hearing you right, so you're more using more of a gestalt method, a holistic method, because you just talked about using the senses as well.
Yes, you use senses, pictures, colors, movement. You can even use sounds to bring that in. Anything that just makes it tangible. Because when you're dealing with things that are tangible, you change it from short-term memory, which is only 7 to 30 seconds, into longer-term memory.
Got you. This is fascinating. As a counselor, this is very fascinating to me, Vicky. When we come back, I would like to continue our conversation, but I want to go a little bit deeper in the memory training, because, like you said, you've dealt with children that were at just starting to talk, and also people in their 90s. And when we come back, I'd like to see if you can share with us maybe some of the techniques of your memory training, and maybe some results we can look forward to as we continue our
Okay.
conversation. Okay, this is
Thank
your
you.
wonderful. This is your host, Dr. Adrian Butler, and we're talking with Vicky Mizell about memory training. That is, as we get older, We may not eat what our brain needs. We may not do things that are going to assist our memory. We become more of a vegetated state sitting in front of television and starting to read less and think things of this nature. Well, when we come back, Vicky's going to share with us maybe some techniques that will help to stave off some memory loss and also gain some memory power. So when we come back, we'll have that discussion. This is your host, Dr. A. Jerome Butler. We'll be right back here on Moments of Grace.
The latest book by Dr. A. Jerome Butler is here. Queen or Concubine, Being Worthy of Your Crown is one of the best books written by this prolific author and teacher. Dr. Tabitha Russell, CEO and founder of Inside Inspired Women Global, home of the Breakthrough Millionaires Academy, said, Dr. Butler's unique perspective on this issue is both enlightening and thought-provoking. He empowers women to strive for their purpose, to be queens rather than concubines. And Dr. Janet Bishop Nesbitt, certified life, wellness, grief coach, educator, speaker, and veteran, said about this book, God engineered you to be a masterpiece, to be phenomenal, and to be a queen. This book reveals biblically sound principles and other references that will unleash the greatness God has planted inside of you, equipping you with God's word to encourage and strengthen you along the way, to be worthy of your crown. You can order this life-changing book at www.drajrbutler.com. Again, you can order this life-changing book at www.drajrbutler.com. And remember, you are truly worthy of your crown.
Hello. Did you know that there is 500,000 people that are unsheltered tonight? This includes women, children, and our nation's veterans. Several years ago, the Grace Project was born to combat this growing problem. It is a ministry that builds and refurbishes homes for the unhoused families. It is a program to help families transition into home ownership. To find out more about the Grace Project, you can go to the website at www.graceproject.info. If you would like to donate or volunteer, you can sign up or give on the site. We are a 501c3, so anything that you give is tax exempt. Thank you in advance from the Grace Project. Grace.
And we're back. We're talking with Vicky Mizell. And again, guys, she and I, for a few moments as we were talking, I forgot something in our conversation. I didn't write it down and I forgot. So hopefully after our discussion, maybe one or two things that Vicky gives us will help Dr. Butler remember a little bit better than what he does. So welcome back, Vicky, to Moments of Grace.
Thank you so much.
Oh, this is absolutely wonderful. This is awesome. So Vicky, looking at your program, because you say the basics usually starts, usually is about an hour. How many series do you have, or how many editions are there to your program? Is it the 12, or is it's one meeting, or a series of meetings, or is it to infinity?
You use it for life to infinity. I would say, you know, practicing this for a good 30 years regularly and 40 years in general, I have abilities that I might not have had before. That's, for example, dreaming in color, which I didn't do before, but now I can do. When I see a word or a podcast, immediately I'll see a picture of a microphone. When I hear your name, Butler, immediately I see a picture of a butler, a person, a butler, or one of those you know, butlers that they,
Right.
So one of the beauties of this method is, as you practice it, to answer your question, you can learn it in an hour, the basic method in an hour. And I have a woman who I trained 20 years ago who said, that's all I need. I'm good for that. You know, just lists and goals and grocery lists and things like that. Right. I'm happy. The audio series is 12 lessons.
Okay.
And when I somebody hires me to work with them, I encourage them to go for 10 lessons. There's a basic six lessons, but then you want to do variations and practice and bring in work and rehearse. And then if somebody's hiring me to work with their Alzheimer's mother, father, aunt, uncle, then I take time to teach the kid, whether the kid's 20, 30, 40, or 50, to teach them the method and then bring in family members and work with them together so they can practice together. So I think 10 is really the ideal, but you can get away with six, but ideal is 10.
Gotcha.
And you can do that 10 days in a row. I've had someone do it 10 days in a row, or ideally twice a week or once a week for about 2.5 months.
Gotcha.
And well, then you've got it, you've rehearsed it, you're practicing, you're good to go.
Gotcha. Now, what about the person who's already been diagnosed? Because you said some of your clients might bring you in for a family member that already has been diagnosed, may be in the episode of Alzheimer's. Does your program even work with them if they're functioning?
Yes. Mm-hmm. As a matter of fact, I have a client who I started with her. She was still living in her home. She was there. They were getting her ready to find her facility. And I was able to teach. Actually, I taught the daughter, her two kids, the memory system, and then the woman herself. Her name is Barbara. So you can think of Barbara Scissors.
Okay.
So I taught the method to Barbara. And you modify it for somebody who's got dementia, but it helped her be able to find her room. It helped her stay calmer. It helped her through the transition. And now it's been a year that I've worked with her on average twice a week for a year now, and she has not declined.
Oh, wow.
And there are some people who were doing different protocols with nutrition, but they weren't using the memory system. Mm-hmm. And then I come to find out that they declined. So it's really exercising the mind, that neural branch growth that's happening in the brain, that stimulation is really the thing that makes the biggest difference.
Got you. And you just mentioned nutrition. I would imagine that's a big part as well.
I think nutrition is really important. It's a thing that made a difference for me when I was injured. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to tell you, there's an IV nutrition of something called NAD, Nancy Apple David. Mm-hmm. It's got a huge, long name. You can take it orally. You can take it as a powder or a pill form. You can even snort it up your nose. But if you really want a powerful, powerful increase in energy and cognitive alertness, along with the memory system, is to get an IV drip whatever city you're in. Just Google IV drip of NAD, and it's a little expensive, but it's so empowering. And if you did it once a week for 6 weeks in a row, you have energy galore, vitality galore, brain clarity. So there's a way that you can improve, even if you already are starting to slip.
I got you. Well, this is, I know in our discussion, we've been talking about memory, and this has been fascinating. But share with me about this passion quest. Does that lead into or from the memory training?
Well, here's what's neat. The pictures are coming. You know, someone named Sally would be like, imagine salad in her hair.
Okay.
There was a gentleman who worked for IBM and he wanted to change jobs. So I said to him, we'll see the end result of what you want to accomplish. He said, I want to make $250,000 a year. So I said, well, how would you see that? He said, well, I'd see it on my taxes. Already having achieved this. Right. And then I'd see myself on the door of friends of mine who are in this business of bank and acquisition. So investment banker. Mm-hmm. So he'd see the end result of that. He wanted to lose 5 pounds. So we saw the scale 5 pounds lighter. And what happened is I started to notice that when people saw the end result of pictures, they started to actually have it happen in their life. And so the Passion Quest program is pinpointing, if you could, you identify what are your natural talents and gifts? What were your greatest accomplishments in life? What are things that make you feel most at home within yourself? And from answering these questions, you start to see themes and patterns. And then if you could wave the magic wand, independent of time, money, other people's opinions or judgments, what is it that you really want to accomplish? And then you draw a picture of the end result. You write 5 action steps to support that vision. And then you act it out. You like an improv, you act it out. I get people to help each other and they come back the next week and do this role playing. And within 3 weeks to 8 months, people were achieving their goals. They were in the job that they had envisioned. Mm-hmm. They even had a person next to them that somehow ended up in their picture. It was really amazing. Almost scary how powerful it could be.
Right. Right. Well, as you were talking, I know my wife and I were dating. I had a picture of a vehicle that I wanted, and she just thought it was so odd, you know, that this guy had this brochure pinned on a wall of a vehicle that he wanted. And I think we had gotten married, and three or four years later, that vehicle materialized into our life and we purchased it. The sad reality. The funny thing, not sad, but the funny thing is that we ended up with another vehicle like that. And so it almost seemed like it couldn't be turned off because we just turned down the same vehicle again. She said, no more. Don't you dare buy another one of these vehicles. So, you know, so it's so that Passion Quest is it's a powerful motivator, isn't it? It can really help us to.
You're breaking up a little bit. Can
you are just as well.
Please.
Yeah, I was saying the passion quest can be a very powerful inducer to enter our lives, drawing things into our lives.
Yeah, incredibly powerful. And as you had asked about some little memory tips, so if you can take something and make it into a picture.
Okay.
And then as you practice linking it with an action verb and recalling the method, you want to use action verbs to make a linking, like the first item to the second to the third to the fourth. And each time you do that, you're forming like an architectural scaffold and you're making new neural branches, like the 10 to the 10th and then the 10th to the 100th and then 10th to the 1000th. So when I'm working with Barbara, and she loves peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. Okay. And then I encourage to drink a protein drink, the NAD. There's also another nutrition called phosphatidyl serine, just PS100 that you can get at Whole Foods. Okay. And I think when you've got brain vitamins, exercise and oxygen and the memory system, you really can preserve everything that you have and improve it.
Got you. Well, this has been fascinating, Vicki. How can people get in contact with you, or how can they get your system?
The best way to get the system is go to brainsproutsmemory.com. It's brainsprouts plural, memory.com. Go through the website. I've got on shop, I have the MP3s on the 12 lesson course. I've got a caregiver course. I've got a long COVID course. And then they can contact me directly at V for the Vicki, Mizell, M-I-Z-E-L at AOL.com. Leave me their phone number and let me give them a call, and I can give them a free half an hour introduction call and see what they need. And then if they're interested in signing up with the 10 lessons, they get the MP3s with that. My book, which is called Love Remembers. This is the book that I wrote when I had a supersonic memory, and then I lost it, and then I regained it through teaching people who were slow, because I was slow and we all got better together. And that website for that one is loveremembers.net. And then I have one more book, which I'm very proud of. It's called A Sister's Love. And it's how I saved my brother from COVID when he was dying. He was in hospice and I flew to his bedside. And he said, I need nutrition to help my immune system fight the virus. And we called, I called Dr. Timothy Binder, who'd been in our doctor for 50 years. He knew what to do. And on page 45 is all the nutrition that you need to prevent getting COVID, or if you have it, how to act as a detergent to get it out of your system.
Got you. And so tell us again, how can they get that book?
Oh, this one, A Sister's Love, go to savingbrotherfromcovid.com, or they can just go to amazon.com.
Okay.
And type in Love Remembers by Vicki Mizell, MIZELVICKI, or A Sister's Love by Vicki Mizell. There's a couple people now titled their book Love Remembers, and so you got to put my name next to it. It's a catchy title.
Got you. Well, Vicki, this has been such a pleasure. Thank you so much for being here with us on Moments of Grace.
It's my joy, but literally my pure joy. I get ecstatic to do this and share the information. Thank you.
It has been such a blessing. As Vicki was talking, you know, the reality is the older we get, and sometimes not just that we're getting older, some of our younger people, because of nutrition and other things that are going on, are struggling with memory. Vicki has a system that can assist you with that, maybe staving off some of these more degrading memory loss issues that we may have, such as Alzheimer's and senility. Get in contact with her. I think you'll be blessed with her program. You'll be blessed with her demeanor and her spirit. And I just feel confident that she will be able to help you. And with that said, thank you all so much for being here with us. And remember, as we always say, remember to love God, love life, and keep the light on. We'll see you next time here on Moments of Grace Podcast. Take care.